During a public hearing by the Buffalo Planning Board Tuesday, several people spoke out about the Sabres' plans for the Harbor Center, but were told the project's under the control of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation.
For some reason, the City of Buffalo Planning Board has been told by the city, you just have a recommendation, you don't have authority. So this is the first mystery.
Daniel Sack, campaign for Greater Buffalo Vice President, also questions including a five-level, 800-space parking garage steps away from the Metro Rail.
And they're saying, the heck with the transit system. We'll just put in a parking lot, make it more car-friendly than pedestrian-friendly and transit-friendly.
Sabres Chief Development Officer Cliff Benson says the parking is not just for the Harbor Center, and he thinks the ramp on the transit line's a good idea.
The medical campus has expressed interest in having a place where some of their employees could park and easily go right onto the train and up to the medical campus, because they're going to be in desperate need of parking. We need it for the hotel, we need it for the rinks, and Erie Canal Harbor Development expressed to us a strong interest in spaces that support everything they're doing.
A key part of the project includes a state-of-the-art training facility and two NHL-quality ice rinks. Benson expects to draw a 500,000 visitors a year.
What we want to be out of this facility is the place where every really good hockey player comes. Feels like they have to come there for the kind of training that we're going to provide. And also pretty much for the local. We want to keep the local kids here. We want this to be a place where they say, I don't need to go to Toronto, I don't need to go to Boston, I don't need to go to Minneapolis, I'm staying in Buffalo.
To make it work, though, Perry Street from Maine to Washington will be covered to bridge the Harbor Center with the First Niagara Center. Neighboring business owner John McKendry says traffic before and after events is already a nightmare.
It's too big a project. They got to scale it back.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.